You're listening to Study Tips from Continuing and Professional Studies at Texas A&M University. I'm Cody Blair. In this episode, we'll talk about learning vocabulary for standardized tests like the SAT or GRE. What if you'd never heard of a lion, and I told you that a lion is a large African cat? Do you now understand what a lion is? Not really. You need to watch some documentaries on lions. Go see them in the zoo or on safari. That's when you really understand what a lion is. That's when you understand what it can do, what it eats, all the different varieties, how different people view lions, all that sort of stuff. Once you fully understand lions in that manner, then you can go memorize a short definition like large African cat, and it will really capture your broader understanding. You've got to start with the broad understanding before memorizing a short definition will really be helpful. There are a lot of resources available to help you build your vocabulary for tests like the SAT and GRE, and it's really kind of hard to know what's going to be the most effective technique. I would caution you against memorizing a long list of words and short definition. I've seen a lot of people try to do this in the past with very little effect on their verbal scores. That strategy is not very effective for the same reason that memorizing lion equals large African cat would be very useful to somebody who doesn't know what a lion is to begin with. Let's use the word flag as an example. If you see flag on the SAT or GRE, chances are it's being used as a verb. You might flag somebody down, flag a document for future attention, or your energy might flag. All of these uses might appear on the test, and the last one is probably the most common, since it's really the least common usage in real life. Vocabulary lists for the SAT and GRE, such as those you will see in the study guides, tend to have the word and a short definition, flag, to wane or decrease. The problem is that you can memorize that word and that short definition and still not really know the word. For instance, would it be proper to say that the temperature flagged over time? Would you say the moon flagged? How about his strength flagged? Perhaps all are correct. Perhaps none are. You really can't tell from that short definition, just as you wouldn't be able to pick a lion out of a lineup based on the large African cat definition. So use those study guides as a directory of which words you might see on the SAT or GRE. But look up the longer definitions online at some site like dictionary.com or thefreedictionary.com or m-w.com. That's Merriam-Webster. But don't stop at that definition. Also, read the word in context and look at the antonyms, synonyms, word origins, etc., etc. And finally, and probably most importantly, write out several sentences using the word. Try to make it a normal part of your vocabulary. So don't waste your time memorizing large African cat style definitions out of those books. To max out your verbal scores, you'll really need to do a lot more than that. This has been Cody Blair with Study Tips from Continuing and Professional Studies at Texas A&M University. For more information on our GRE prep course, SAT prep course, or student success seminar, visit us on the web at studentsuccess.tamu.edu.